When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:20, we have our colleague check-in. We'll check in with Rick Doc Walker about the 7-2 Commanders. People ecstatic. I think momentum is growing for this team. The fan base is getting more and more fired up. We talked to some callers earlier talking about seeing more Commanders gear, just positive vibes, people fist bumping each other. The one negative about yesterday's game is Mark Sanchez was on the call, and the Commanders fan base was not happy.
Does he still have a man bun, Mark Sanchez?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a great look in 2024.
It's not a great look.
Our buddy Cody Shook, who used to work here, tweets, Mark Sanchez should never call another Commanders game, ever.
I also think Chris Myers isn't that great. There were some obvious, like, spotting calls, like, you know, like, clearly got the first down. He's like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, don't,
like,
they have a spotter? They have spotters that are in the booth with them.
Like, what are those guys doing? I don't know, man.
They were having a conversation on Jaden and Malik Nabers, kind of like.
Chatting on the side.
Chatting together. I can play that for you.
All right.
About a moment ago, though, during that timeout, Nabers walked over to the sideline to talk to Jaden Daniels, and I don't know what they were talking about, but he stood up. I mean, big play in a division game.
I think they were talking a little smack.
I mean, they did this week, too, after a third quarter, but I don't know.
Well, timing-wise, you know, let's save this stuff for pregame and postgame. During the game, I need you locked in, ready for a potential 4th-and-1 call. Not John with your buddy from college.
And you're down 14 in the fourth.
I don't know. It's just it's because, like, the C. It's a C team. I felt like we deserve better.
I would agree. It's a C team.
People thought that he was
favoring
the Giants.
You're going to get better in 2 weeks. You're going to get better this week.
Yeah. People thought that Sanchez was favoring the Giants. In regards to this play, Lord Commander tweeted, so Mark Sanchez is lecturing Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers for talking during the game. But he's infamous for eating a hot dog during the game. And you have video of him eating a hot dog during the game.
He's more infamous for the butt fumble than I've spaced on him just eating a Frankfurter during a game.
This clip was going viral. It was making the rounds on social media.
Is this him being biased towards the Giants?
Well, people are saying he's outwardly rooting for the Giants because this was
the pass to Oz.
Uh-huh. So people are very critical. He says, you can hear him say, oh no, as Jaden releases the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clearly a tell.
Rather take it to that point as Jaden Daniels wide open and the catch is made. Olamide Zaccheaus cruises inside.
It was subtle, but he definitely says.
He said, oh what?
No,
he goes, oh no.
So,
oh no, because.
Why would an offensive guy.
Take it to that point as Jaden Daniels wide open.
I thought he said, oh, he's wide open.
No, Myers is going, he's wide open. Sanchez is going, oh no.
That the Giants just left him wide open.
For an offensive guy.
Why would he have a pro-Giants lean?
He wanted it to be a more dramatic ending.
Because he played for both Philly and he played for Washington. Like, if anything, he should have an anti-Giants lean. Like, it's weird.
People were definitely crushing him for the oh no, but I interpreted as, like, oh no, you let Oz get loose in the back end to basically seal the game for the Commanders.
I mean, he couldn't have been more wide open.
Like, oh no, you just lost the game. Because
yeah, but why is he looking at it from that perspective? Like, when you watch Peyton and Eli, they act that way, but it's all biased towards offense. It doesn't matter who it is. They're always biased towards offense because they're quarterbacks.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
A lot of people felt that way. I mean, I can give you some other tweets. Here's one from Logan. Mark Sanchez almost started crying after that play. Here's one from Tom.
Maybe a cash.
Hey, Fox Sports, please never have Mark Sanchez call another Commanders game. He was clearly rooting for the Giants. You can even hear him when the Commanders sealed the game with that last reception, which is the oh-no call.
What will CBS do for the Steelers Commanders? I mean, you got two division leaders there. Will they have Romo and Nance again?
If it's not them, it's probably their second team, Ian Eagle, Charles Davis, Evan Washburn.
Or will, Drabby, what do you think? Or will the primo team of Romo and Nance go for the Eagle-Cowboy game? But what if Dak
that Eagle-Cowboy game is not as relevant?
It's not, especially if Dak doesn't play.
Well, isn't that a Fox game anyway?
No, that's a CBS game. They're both CBS games. Hmm.
And ours is definitely a 1 o'clock?
Steelers, Commanders, 1 o'clock. Right. Eagles, Cowboys is a 4:25. What do you think, Drabby?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're thinking right now.
They could do 49ers, Bucks. I wouldn't think that they would.
No, that's a Fox game. That's a Fox game.
I got to think Jaden's like the hottest guy that they would want to put on.
They want to feature him,
especially now that they're playing the Steelers. I would think that, you know,
Tomlin's good TV. Yeah, I don't know.
I would think it would be the number one crew.
But do you think it's bad that it would be Romo again?
No, I would hope it would be.
Yeah.
CBS also has the Chiefs Broncos. I'm not saying that that's
a dud.
Okay.
Except the Chiefs are still undefeated.
Yeah, but the Broncos are terrible.
They're not terrible. They're 5-4.
I see a tweet from a few days ago that says, Ian Eagle, Charles Davis will call the Steelers Week 10 game against the Commanders for CBS.
Okay. So they're probably sending Romo down to Dallas.
Yeah, so they get the number two team. CBS is number two.
What's better than, listen, and Chris Myers has been on the show. I grew up watching him on SportsCenter back when I used to watch.
That deserves a wow.
I just don't think.
It's pretty good.
I just think solid. That's just a C team. I don't think he's that great at it.
Well, you're not going to get the C team this week.
Yeah.
Get the B team.
We'll get the B team. Let's go to Rich in Leesburg. Rich, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
I'm actually in New York City.
All right.
On the 31st floor of some building, and I've been listening to you guys since the start, and thank God. You guys are awesome. Love it.
Are you drinking? You're drinking, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew it. I'm so good at this.
Have you been to MetLife? Has anyone been to MetLife Stadium?
I went many moons ago when Spurrier was the head coach here in Washington.
I drove by it twice this weekend.
Yeah, why?
It is FedEx, Northwest, whatever you want to call it, 2.0. The middle of nowhere and the absolute worst logistics, in and out. Seats are terrible. Worst thing ever.
Was it windy?
Yeah, definitely windy. We had to go up an elevator, then down two flights of stairs or two levels, and then back up. And then, you know how, like, when you go to a suite and they switch the numbers and you think you're in the right section, they turned us back twice.
So you're a DC guy that just went up there for the game.
Yeah. Usually, so it was my birthday yesterday. Usually, I play in a big old tournament with Valdez, but did a little pivot and went to the game. And
it's one of Valdez's boys.
Way to go, Matt. I mean, clearly hammered.
Second time caller, first time caller, Poconos. When Drab and Valdez did like one of the best cameos ever, and
you guys still doing the cameo bit?
Of course.
Hey, get your
Thanksgiving cameo.
So hold on, so Rich, where are you staying? Are you staying in a hotel, or are you staying like at a buddy's condo?
Just hotel, 31st floor, looking over the city right now. Just
and you've been drinking all night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you haven't slept. You haven't slept at all.
TV does not work. And so I've been literally, like I said, you guys are the best banter, the best back and forth. I've been giggling since 6 a.m.
Well, this is true. He's right about that.
You guys, you guys. I listen.
How are you getting home? God bless you. How are you getting home?
We don't know if we're going to do a bus or train. I would love a private jet to scoop me up right now.
Do you have a job?
I was supposed to get a reciprocal to play Bethpage Black. That would have been awesome, but
this guy's all over the place.
Is he a Hidden Creek guy?
He's a member at Trump. We play the monster together all the time every year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had my buddy out for a little member guest, and he was like, all right, if you're coming out for the game, I'll get you out there, and then he completely whiffed.
Eric asked you like twice, what do you do for a living?
Mortgages.
He's a member of Trump, yet he's considering hopping on a bus to ride from New York. Yeah.
A bolt bus.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Did not want to bus it. Rather take the train, but I, kind of have to answer to some of the other guys that don't want to.
Got it.
Put some bucks up.
Understood. You know?
Gotcha.
The stadium does appear to be a dump. I mean, I drove by it twice.
My bad, but couple squeakers, but
what?
Yeah, a couple.
I've never been, but it seems to be just in the middle of like a swamp.
I dated myself too. I went to Giant Stadium. I haven't been to MetLife. They built that within the last like 8 or 10 years, right?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's relatively new.
It's only 8 or 10 years
old. I think, and maybe I'm wrong.
What's next door to it, right? Or no?
I think they just demoed the old Giants stadium and built another monstrosity in its place.
Coming up next, it's our colleague check-in. We'll talk to our pal Rick Doc Walker about the Commanders at 7-2 on another Victory Monday. Brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.